You're listening to episode 30 of IDRA Class Notes.
In at-risk situations, give those kids the opportunity to blossom. These kids have potential that your higher level kids have. Do not close the doors for these kids.
Welcome to the Class Notes podcast by the Intercultural Development Research Association. I am Juanita Garcia. Thank you for listening. In this podcast series, we explore issues facing education today and strategies for teachers and administrators to better serve every student. We would love to hear your thoughts, questions, and suggestions. There will be details at the end of this podcast on how to contact us. We also have set up an email alert to let you know when a new episode of Class Notes is available. If you are not subscribing to this podcast, our email alerts can help you stay up to date. Just go to our website to sign up. Our topic today is Student Leadership and Valued Youth with Jerry de la Garza. Mr. Jerry de la Garza has a master's degree in counseling from UT Pan American in Edinburgh, Texas. This is his 23rd year in education, 21 years as a student council sponsor, and 2 years as Junior National Honor Society sponsor. Mr. de la Garza teaches at a middle school in South Texas and is the teacher coordinator for IDRA's Coca-Cola Valued Youth Program, an internationally recognized dropout prevention program. Mr. de la Garza, would you describe the campus community and maybe the surrounding community here in South Texas?
Our community, as far as our campus is concerned, is of a low socioeconomic. Our parents, our kids, do come from backgrounds that are very, very low as far as financial is concerned. That does not hold back these kids. These kids will come out, do their best, and continue excelling.
Okay, and I briefly mentioned your roles and responsibilities. Could you kind of expand on your roles and responsibilities at your campus?
Yes, ma'am. When I first came here to our campus, I was offered a counseling job and took it, but at the same time, I did ask if there was a student council position open, and they said yes, and I went ahead and I took it because that is one of my backgrounds.
Okay.
For 21 years, I have been involved with student council, and that was 6 years ago when I first came here onto campus. 5 years ago, I was offered the teacher coordinator for Coca-Cola Valued Youth Program, and as I've come to being more and more active with the program, I've learned to love this, working with the kids and tutoring with the kids.
Okay. Describe the Coca-Cola Valued Youth Program at your campus.
At our campus, it's unique because I am the migrant strategist here on our campus, and that's the migrant teacher, migrant tutor, migrant everything. So I deal strictly with migrant population. So at our campus, 4 years ago, we started the program, the Coca-Cola Valued Youth Program, as migrant, open to migrant population only. And this gives our kids the opportunity to help out one little way at home. They are still at risk. It follows every critical element that the Coca-Cola Valued Youth Program has, and the kids love it.
Okay, and what are some basic characteristics of these students?
Basic characteristics. One, for sure, they're needy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? These kids are in need, but they're very, very humble. These kids are totally, totally respectful. They enjoy working with these kids, and that's common throughout my 20 kids that I've had year after year after year.
Okay, and what activities do you do with your Coca-Cola Valued Youth students?
Coca-Cola at our campus is very, very unique in the sense that because it is a migrant population and because I am a student council sponsor, I tend to give the opportunity to my Coca-Cola Valued Youth kids, if they are not involved in the student council as per se elected officer or a representative or alternate, I give my Coca-Cola Valued Youth students the opportunity to come in and play a role as a work on student council. And as the 6 weeks progress, eventually these kids become just engulfed in student council, the leadership, the abilities that they can go out and teach these kids, they can go out and basically lead these kids into success. This is why it's unique in the sense, and therefore my valued youth kids are the ones going to field trips to Austin, going to field trips to district conventions we have here on or in our area. And these are the kids that will come back and be our leaders at our campus.
So you can say that they are being successful as leaders of their school right now?
Definitely. These kids shine. Everywhere they go, they represent our school, our campus, well, anywhere they go.
Okay. And in what ways has Student Council helped the students in Coca-Cola Valley Youth, other than what you've already said? Are there any other ways that it's helped some students?
Yes, ma'am. As a matter of fact, we had our second meeting last night, and as students were coming in, the parents were coming in, there was a particular student that came back to me and says, "Sir, you don't recognize me." This student, when I had him, had long hair and was one of the students who ended up going with us to Austin. This student has turned his life around. At the high school now, he has become involved in the JROTC, which is true leadership at its best. The student did not recognize him, but once again, he's done a complete turnaround and was one of my students 2 years ago.
Very good. So what other activities that you know are your Coca-Cola Valley Youth students involved in around campus?
Okay, in our campus, I know we have several of our kids that are part of the athletic organizations, boys and girls. We have a couple of our kids that are part of the mariachi group on campus. Several of our kids are involved in choir and dance, and we have some that are also involved in the band organization.
That's wonderful. And you did mention a success story already from a former student. Are there any other success stories, maybe from students that you have at the present time?
Yes, ma'am. As a matter of fact, currently we have our 20 students, but I kind of mentored this one student in particular because he's one of my special education students. But this student has taken the role of a tutor, mentor, for his kids to the highest. He is very shy, very quiet, but at the same time has taken his three kids under his wings and has taught them how to read and write. And this is at the kindergarten level. Just when we came back from the Christmas holidays, the student was looking for a book to go out and read and picked one in English, but his students, his tuties are more Spanish oriented. So started reading and he started seeing questions in their faces. So I went up to him and I did tell him, you know, are the kids understanding? Is it a little bit too hard? And then I asked the students, the tuties, and the tuties did understand, but not quite that much. So I said, why don't we go out and pick a Spanish book? Well, the student came back, was reading to them, and the tuties automatically said, "Yo, yo, 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 me, 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 me. I want to read. Yo quiero leer." And was teaching them how to read. And this is a special education student, but has not taken that as a defense for holding him back.
That's wonderful. It's a wonderful story. And let me add to the listeners that the Coca-Cola Valued Youth Program is a cross-age tutoring program where the students from middle school go and tutor elementary students.
That's correct.
So just to add, and if you want to learn more about the Coca-Cola Valued Youth Program, you can visit IDRA's website and learn all about the program. So in your own words, how has student council participation helped these students?
Student council has helped our Coca-Cola Valued Youth tutors in the sense that it gives them the opportunity to open all doors that come available to them. It does not prohibit them. It does not stop them at, no, you can't do it. No is not a word in their definitions or in their vocabulary. They enjoy getting involved, not only here at our campus level, but getting involved with the kids at the elementary level.
That's wonderful. Are there any recommendations that you have for schools and teachers working with students in at-risk situations?
Yes, ma'am. In at-risk situations, give those kids the opportunity to blossom. These kids have potential that your GTs, that your higher level kids have. Do not close the doors for these kids.
That's wonderful. Thank you. That was really, really wonderful, and it's a wonderful story that you shared with us. And we'd like to thank you for listening in. And again, it is a Class Notes podcast series through the Intercultural Development Research Association. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to IDRA Class Notes. For more information on IDRA and other Class Notes topics, go to www.idra.org. You can also send us your thoughts by email to podcast@idra.org or fill out the form on our podcast webpage at www.idra.org/podcasts.